For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether it's online at youtube.com/1080AM The Fan, twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, the Odyssey app, or if you're listening on the radio, 1080 AM and 99.5 HD2. Thank you for partying along. We had not just the Ducks in there squeaking out a win over Idaho, 10-point win for the Ducks, 24-14. Oregon State debuted under Trent Bray on Saturday down in Corvallis, and they handled their business against the Idaho State Bengals. Bengals came in, put up 9 early. There was a little unrest as you entered the second quarter, trailing the Big Sky Foe, but they leaned on what I think will be their identity. We talked about this last week. Joshua Gray returns. Grant Stark returns. You have the transfers coming in from the University of Colorado, and they pounded the rock.
They ran the ball.
Yes, they did. Brent Key would be so proud.
Run the ball.
The thing about this game that I thought was interesting is you don't have Damian Martinez anymore. I, when we were diving into Miami last week, I saw that highlight note. Damian Martinez had 4 games in his entire career at Oregon State where he had more than 20 carries or 20 or more. You had 2 guys with 20 carries in this game. And it's, I mean, Hankerson and Griffin just absolutely ran roughshod on them.
And that's good. It was good to see Oregon State come out, impose their will. And the Cougs did the exact same thing against Portland State. I mean, two teams that were projected to be near the bottom of the Big Sky Conference this year, but Cougs go up and they put up a 70 spot over Portland State, and they did it early and often. John Mateer, the quarterback, throws for 350, has a couple receivers go over 100 yards.
On
Kyle Williams.
Completions.
It was, yeah. And look, those are the, all right, we are going to try to prove a point every single week, all season long. The competition is going to be ramping up for both of those schools where Beavs have to go down to San Diego State this week. The Cougs have got Texas Tech in Pullman this week.
Indeed.
Which Texas Tech, really good at home under Joey McGuire. Not good on the road under Joey McGuire.
The beginning of their schedule, Texas Tech, Washington, San Jose State, Boise State.
That game might last 6 hours. Texas Tech in Washington State. The Mike Leach Bowl, RIP the Pirate. That game might last 6 hours.
That clock ain't going to continue to run, that's for sure.
No, they're going to sling that ball around. But I thought it was really good to see Oregon State come out. Again, first quarter be damned.
A little shaky start, but other than that, they found their footing and handled business.
And they got a team's best shot early. Right, you give up a safety is a tough one in your week one, but you give up a safety, and then you have a touchdown on an explosive play. you settled in. You did what you were exactly supposed to do, which was rattle off. Was it? I think it was 24 straight points after that first quarter, and took care of Idaho State. Put them away. Put them away early. Cougs did the exact same thing with Portland State, even though that game was never really in question. Portland State scored first, and then the
it was Cougs, a good for them moment. That's what it was.
Yeah, after that first touchdown, the Cougs outscored them 49-7.
They absolutely let loose. The Portland State, you see the 30, and you're like, Washington State had their third string out there for the second half.
I think of note as well, I've been banging this drum all offseason long. Jed Fish up at the University of Washington, so many people so down on UW. Slow out of the gate. They got their wheels started churning in that second quarter, and Jonah Coleman, the transfer from Arizona who came up with Jed Fish, put on a damn show. 16 carries, 127 yards, and a trio of touchdowns. He was really damn fun to watch. Will Rogers also settled in as the game went on, and he ended up efficient, 250 yards on 20 of 26 passing in a touchdown. You didn't need to push it too much. You didn't push it too much. Washington handled Weber State 35-3, and their defense is still really damn good. Stevie Belichick is doing a phenomenal job.
Going full mad scientist.
Well, that's what he is. Mm-hmm. He's a Belichick. And so as this season progresses, I don't think it's like indicative of Washington all of a sudden is back and they're going to be a top 15 team.
They're just going to be a tough ramp up.
They are. And they have got the ability to work through some of the stuff in the next 2 weeks, where you got Eastern Michigan this week, you have Washington State in Seattle the following week, next Saturday. They have afforded themselves a little bit of time to ramp up for when they enter the Big Ten. This is not going to be an easy out.
No.
For anybody this year. This doesn't mean that they're going to go, 10-2.
It's like Arizona last year.
It's going to be
tough.
That's
what it is. It's a different version because you don't have Fafita and McMillan.
And their schedule's redonkulous. Oh. When you look at Washington's got a stretch where over a 5 week stretch or 5 game stretch, they've got Michigan, you go to Iowa, you have USC, and you go to Penn State. Four of those 5 games are against teams that are going to be ranked and are going to be, the first two are going to be physical as all get out with Michigan and Iowa. I don't know what Michigan's offense is going to be, but you know it's going to be physical. Iowa put up 40 points this week in spite of Kirk Ferentz because they suspended their head coach, and then they went off in the second half. They got things rolling against Illinois State, but you know that game is going to be physical, and it is on the road in October in Iowa. That's going to be a tough environment to go to. And then what we saw out of USC and Penn State, both are markedly improved. And for USC, it's on the defensive end. And for Penn State, Drew Aller settled in again. And he looked like he is a better version of what he was last year. And Penn State's going to be a damn good football team. They have a lot of talent there. But Washington is going to be a tough out this year. Full stop. Full stop. Washington fans that were really down on them, don't take it easy.
Maybe something we can talk about, and I know it's early in the season. Would you take the top five in the SEC over the top five in the Big Ten right now?
Would I take the top five over from the SEC or the Big Ten?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Georgia, Texas, Bama, Ole Miss, Missouri. It's really top heavy, and that's really good. So I'm probably going to take them. Because you look at the Big Ten, it is Ohio State, Oregon, which showed warts this week. Penn State, we know what they do against elite teams, which is they have not been good.
Disappear.
Michigan has got holes offensively, and we don't know what Sharon Moore is as a head coach yet. And then, who's number five in the Big Ten? Iowa? Or USC?
There you go.
Well, don't glare at me. LSU melted down. They did. I'm taking the SEC. But head and shoulders.
Yeah,
if I'm taking the depth of a conference, though, And this is what I've always said about the SEC. The SEC is insanely top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But that top is really stinking good.
Hey, Vandy in that top now.
We won't go there. Tennessee is. Tennessee's up there. I mean, yeah. Missouri may not be the fifth best team.
I think Tennessee.
It may be
Missouri.
Oklahoma. You know? It might be Oklahoma.
Sure.
We don't know. I mean, it's week one mm-hmm. of this season. But the bottom half of the SEC is not.
Oof, that Florida stink is nasty.
I mean, Florida is bad. You look at Vanderbilt, not good. Texas A&M and LSU, I mean, they're going to try to prop them up because of brands and what they do. I'm not trusting them. Are you trusting South Carolina?
No.
Are you trusting Mississippi State?
No.
No. No. The bottom.
It's
going
to be interesting to see what the tops of those conferences look like at the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, football is the war of attrition, mm-hmm. too, you know? And so what happens with Auburn? You know, they're going to be really solid team.
As it pertains to
really
Washington,
team.
Vancouver Ford text line. I just don't want Jed Fish to be so good this year that Florida comes calling when Billy Napier gets canned. That's already happening.
They are. They will.
If Fish is still at Washington next year right now, I think it would be an upset.
Yeah. Because, look, and this is the most disconcerting part if you're a UW fan, is Billy Napier's going to get fired early.
He's going to get fired week five.
They're going to scan the world of college football, mm-hmm. and they're going to go, all right, who is the guy mm-hmm. that is right for us? And they will have a full season to do it. And Jed Fish is an alum of Florida.
It has been his dream job. He's been successful in building and building and building.
Begged Steve Spurrier to allow mm-hmm. him to coach there. Because he went to school there mm-hmm. to coach there.
Did you see Spurrier yesterday?
No.
He did a podcast a live show coach. Appearance. And boy, did he crap on them. It was bad.
In true Steve Spurrier fashion.
Oh, buddy. Hey, you know that 71-yard run play? Maybe you should go to that more often.
Yikes!
That's like,
yeah, but no. If I'm UW, I'm worried about that. I would be worried about it.
Like you're going to your boosters and NIL right now, and just going your collective and going, put up as much cash as we can, right?
Yep.
Like, it's the one thing you can do.
Yep.
Because it's his dream job.
Yeah, and those are really hard. And it
sucks to say that, like, UW guys, I'm not doing this to piss you off. I'm just looking at how this is shaping up. We talked about this going into this season. And for Florida to go off the rails that hard, to get the crap kicked out of them that fiercely at home by their rival when he was already on the hot seat, if they drop two of their next three, he's done. They're done.
I mean, I don't think they will because their next three are Samford, Texas A&M, and Mississippi State. But if they drop two of the next three, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Samford's the one they're going to get the win, but if all of a sudden Mississippi State and A&M...
I would be surprised if he is the coach there when they play Georgia.
Right.
November 2nd.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Hey, the NFL, week one is this week in the NFL. Do we know that?
Mm.
We're down to one holdout in the NFL next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
We have one holdout remaining in the world of the NFL, and it is Hassan Reddick of the New York Jets. Trent Williams ending his holdout today. He's reporting back to the San Francisco 49ers because a deal is in place for the 36-year-old left tackle, who is still, by the way, at 36 years old, the best left tackle in the game of football right now. He will be a very, 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 very rich man when he gets his new deal done.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been in Houston preparing for the season. And look, this is there have been so many distractions around this San Francisco 49ers team this offseason. The holdout by Brandon Ayuk that really didn't, I mean, it didn't make much sense when we all found out the details of, no, these are all the offer that he took is the one that he got at the very beginning of the year. And he threw a big fit because he wanted to get paid more money. And he reached out to all these teams and the Niners were like, fine, go somewhere. Go somewhere. And he's like, I got this much money from New England, but I don't want to play there. Mm. I got maybe a trade offer from Pittsburgh, but I don't really want to go there either because it's kind of a mess there too. So he ends up holding out for no reason. He got the money.
Being a diva wide receiver.
He got the money that they said, we'll give you this money at the very beginning of training camp. You have the Trent Williams saga that has played out. And he's done this completely the right way. Like, this is how you handle your holdout. If you're Trent Williams, you say, I want to play for this team. I just want my guaranteed money. And he's going to get his guaranteed money. And he's going to be coming back in an offensive lineman, totally different as far as a ramp up and how expectations of how he will perform. Probably not going to see him this week, but see him in week two and you'll be okay right there, and he can jump right in. Ayuk and a wide receiver, quick twitch guy. It's going to take a little bit longer for that ramp up to happen. But then you had the Ricky Pearsall situation happen over the weekend where this has just been a wild offseason for the Niners.
I mean, getting robbed at gunpoint in the middle of the day in Union Square is such an insane thing. That, I mean, without even going down the political spectrum, the fact that that could happen there is wild. And it was like, oh, it happens in big cities. No, you don't get held at gunpoint and shot in the chest in the middle of the day in a downtown city. That is not normal in any big city. It's just not. Not even close. Not in that world. It's crazy. The video that came out of that.
So he was going to a signing event.
Yeah.
Where this was like a coordinated thing where whoever robbed him and shot him knew exactly where Ricky Pearsall was going to be. It was at a targeted event and tried to hold him up. And Pearsall fought back instead of just saying, here's my chain, you know, take it.
Mm-hmm.
Fought back. He got shot. The gunman shot himself accidentally. And it was a... That's a
Did I rewrite? He's a
situation.
Minor?
Yeah, he's like 17.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the video that came out of that of Pearsall with a bullet wound in its pec, which is just nuts, and gushing blood.
Yeah, his mom said that it went through.
Through and through. Thankfully. That's what you want.
Yep.
Look, this is going to sound insane. If you get shot, you want it to go through and through, because if it goes in your body, what ends up happening... Look, I'll give you a
hard
quick,
to get it out.
Not only that, I'll give you a quick tutorial on how rounds are designed. Pistol rounds, hopefully not hollow points, because hollow points mash and make giant hole out back of you.
Mm-hmm.
You want something sharp to go through you. High velocity assault rifle caliber rounds, they are meant to go into your body and cavitate, which means they spin around inside your body and basically turn you to goo.
That's gross.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's meant to do. So the fact that he had a through and through, didn't hit vital organs. He was in serious care, I believe, but not intensive care.
I mean, he was out by Sunday,
which
is crazy.
Again, thankfully, through whatever powers you believe in, get shot in the chest and walk out of the hospital the next day. That's grace of God, whatever you want to call it. It's nuts. Yep. That video, though, is... It just shows you just how crazy that whole thing was, where it was, how many people were there, him walking himself over. I mean, there's blood everywhere.
Yep. Well, he got shot.
Look, you can get shot and not have that much blood. I've seen it happen. To just walk yourself over to a gurney just leaking like that, like it's nothing, was just such a surreal thing to see.
Yeah, there's an expectation that he's going to play this year. He's starting on the non-football injury list, which means he won't play for at least 4 weeks.
Brian Robinson got shot in the leg?
Yeah.
And came back? Was it the butt?
Butt. He got shot in his butt.
I mean, that's kind of your leg.
I mean, but also if you're going to
get gluteus maximus.
It's a tough place to get shot, too, because there's so much tissue there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pierce getting shot in the chest and not taking like massive like pec damage.
Yeah, or like bone damage.
Well, as I'm saying, you get shot in the chest, you worry about like clavicle and collarbones and rib cage and stuff like that. Because that when you get shot, when bones get hit by bullets, you know what they do? They don't just break, they shatter.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Golly. That was a scary situation, but now it's like you think of that just on top of everything that's been going on with the 49ers this offseason. Yeah. You're like, whoa.
Does everything that's going on with the 49ers give you pause the same way it does with the Eagles?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does. Because, I mean, are they things that, all right, Brandon Ayuk's going to be happy now. He's got his money. But remember what triggered him with all of this is that he was upset about the targets in the Super Bowl.
How much love he wasn't getting.
Yeah. So you better be showing him some more love offensively, or he could just be disgruntled and rich soon. But I think that everything on the surface, that's smoothed over. Trent Williams, that guy just is, I want to get paid. And I think fans, a contract holdout in a dispute, that's not as big of a deal in a locker room as it is on a message board or on the internet. You never talk about a teammate's money. That's like rule number one.
Across sports.
Any sport.
You don't pocket watch.
So if you are going, all of these guys are sitting there and they're going, dude, I understand it. You got to get yours. You got to do what's best for you. When you come back, you're still part of the team. As long as you don't become a whiny baby when you don't get touches, right? So I think those two things, those are easy to kind of get over. And then you're sitting there from like the on-field and production standpoint, your first-round pick wide receiver this year, Brandon Ayuk coming back is that much more valuable now.
Super helpful now.
But when you sit there and you look at what it's going to take for your offense and your game plan, you're going, all right, you know, this isn't the Ricky Pearsall heinous act where he gets shot going to a signing event of all things. But you're sitting there and you're going, all right, we have Juwan Jennings, we have Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey. We're going to be okay. And now McCaffrey, he's back at practice because he's had that calf injury too.
I mean, McCaffrey always has something, whether it's a hamstring, a calf, a groin.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal.
Crazy.
But having it this early in the season, mildly problematic.
Golly.
Speaking of problematic, Florida State fans and making bets that you just aren't willing to live up to. But first, here's Big Will Betts with the Sports Center Update.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Don't write checks you can't cash.
Oh, buddy.
This is brutal, dude.
It's a real thing. I have made plenty of dumb bets that I pay off.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's putting my hair in cornrows or shaving my head or getting a piercing or
eyebrow. Yep. Haven't you done the eyebrow?
Yep. Yeah. So I've run the gamut. I've never done a tattoo bet.
This guy is truly a moron, though, because how did he not think that people were going to be like, oh, we remember this? And did he not watch what happened in Dublin? Because after the loss to Georgia Tech, this guy, Gudge, at 321 Noel on Twitter, tweeted out, if Florida State loses to BC this weekend, I will eat dog poop out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of me doing it. Book it. Not just I'll do it. He added the book it.
With a spoon. Oh. So, do you know who Flock Seawood is?
I don't.
On Twitter?
I do not know.
He is the guy
Flock
who
Seawood is.
Said, if Heston hits this Grand Slam, thinking of Heston Kerstad, I will get his name tattooed on my ass.
Ooh, nice.
What See, am I showing you a picture one. Of?
That's a Heston Kerstad tattoo appearing on somebody's butt. Now, that's a good one, though. It's like you say, I'm going to do it on my butt, right? Mm-hmm. I remember, do you remember the Philly fan that ate poop at the parade?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to live it. You got to live it up.
Yeah. I mean, these are the bets that you're if you're willing to stake that, you got to follow through. Now, here's the thing that is even worse. This dude is saying not just that I won't do it, he deleted his entire Twitter account.
Coward.
Complete coward.
The entire internet. When you talk about the worst day on the web, the entire internet is searching for this man now.
Oh, they'll find him.
They will find him. And
he's back on Twitter.
He's back?
He is back on Twitter. And do you know what he did? And it's an egregious act by him.
What'd he do?
Of cowardice. He made a video from Step Brothers where he put his face on Will Ferrell's and said, I did it.
No.
Egregious. FSU might never win another game.
No. Yeah, they won't. They definitely won't. But it got to the point where last night on SportsCenter, SVP mentioned Poop Guy.
I mean,
this is transcending just Twitter, which is full of idiots. This has gone to the big show on SportsCenter.
Well, when you say something egregious and then your team does something as egregious or worse, we love to hold that person to account.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Now, doesn't have the same Twitter account handle, though, does he?
I thought I saw it back up earlier.
Nah, because I just tried to look up at 321 Noel, and I didn't.
It does not exist.
Maybe he has. Did he do it and then bail?
Did he re-delete it?
And then he deleted it again?
I think he re-deleted it.
It didn't work?
Because I could have swore I saw him post a fake video from Step Brothers.
I'll tell you what. Florida State is going through it, and I'm with you. I don't think Florida State wins again until he does this.
This is truly maybe the best tweet in regard to this to Mr. 321 Noel. As for Mr. 321 Noel, with all due respect, Osama bin Laden went into hiding, and we found him. We will hunt you down, and you will eat dog crap out of a solo cup on a live stream.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Yeah. I feel like this is going to happen, man. I feel like this is going to happen. They will. And at what point do you think his friends rat him out and say, I found him. I know where you can get a hold of him.
Oh, they know who he is.
Well, and obviously.
No,
not
his friends, but there's somebody out there who knows who it is.
His enemy is going to be like, all right, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to dox him. I'm going to put all of his stuff out on blast. But you've been through this. I bet this guy was talking to you during the Damian Lillard summer. I guarantee you this guy was going through this during the Damian Lillard summer. He's probably a Miami Heat fan, too. He's probably a Florida State and Miami Heat fan. And
you've probably had a crossover of misery.
You've had interactions on that.
Probably.
Guaranteed.
I blocked so many of them.
Guaranteed you've had interactions with this guy.
You know what's really funny is how many of the Florida State and Florida fans that are now Miami fans. It's crazy. It's crazy how quickly they've shifted.
They're just already jumping.
Look, I know someone who's from Florida, and I asked him last night, who's your team? And he said, whatever Florida team's good.
Oh.
And I was like, that's nasty work. That's nasty work.
You can't do
that. Imagine being from California and be like, whatever California team's good.
Yeah, that is a weird part about Florida, is I think that everybody's just like dumped on the entire state for so long.
So Florida bands together.
Yeah, they don't have like the NorCal, Southern California rivalry.
Oh, God.
That is very real. Northern California hates Southern California.
And Northern California is everything north of the grapevine.
Yeah, that's right.
I have been
Fresno and above.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through Twitter, and one guy said he found the 321 Noel's, his fiance's Instagram account, and he has been repeatedly DMing her.
Oh, no.
So the guy deleted his Twitter, his Instagram, and his Facebook, but he had posted that he had been recently engaged, and so now they're going to the fiance.
Hey, these are the rules, though. These are the rules of the internet. It is a, it is not a place that you want to screw up on. Uh-uh. This guy's in for it. He is in for it. The my favorite part, though, is how the entire Florida State fan base took last night.
Mm.
They are going through it in a big way. And quite possibly the funniest, I mean, we've had a lot of really good Spaces moments recently where you had, was it Idaho State came
their, in? Their official account came into a Beavers space before the game and just blared the fight song over and over. It was hilarious. That, it was great trolling.
Spaces gives us some pretty good content. We have,
oh, my God.
We have people jump in. But Florida State's is a very dark place. Mm. Listen to this from Florida State Spaces.
On that 1970s, that's what Boston College is doing to Florida State University. When are we going to wake up? Mike Norvell's got to get the out. We need to get somebody in there who's, you know what? I don't like fucking Dion, but you know what Dion is? Dion's a dog.
Oh, no.
You know who Lane Kiffin is? Lane Kiffin's a dog.
Yeah, he
he's going to go in there and he's not going to take any. Mike Norvell, I'm sick of his little wild ass eyes and his because you know what? We suck and we barely won that last year and the college football playoff committee was right. We didn't deserve to be there. Period.
This is going swimmingly.
Has anybody checked in on Danny Cannell?
No, people were doing this to Danny Cannell last night is they were just putting his Twitter handle over the tweet from the 321 Noel guy. And he's like, guys, this is not funny. This
he's
is
like,
not
please
funny.
Delete this.
Don't do this. This is not funny. This was not me. He is having to get out in front of the story right now. You know who we also need to check in on is handsome Joe Freeman.
Mm.
Joe Freeman of the Oregonian fame. Big time Florida State fan.
Yeah, that tracks.
I mean, big time Florida State fan. And so I hope he's doing okay because this.
I like to see them suffer.
This is not good. Yikes.
Also, putting Lane Kiffin and Deion Sanders in the same box. Mwah!
Lane Kiffin started tweeting about 3-2-1 Knowles guy and like, we have to find this man.
Oh, look, Lane Kiffin is the best troll in college football.
Yeah.
It's not. Really it's not close.
I love it when he tweets out like a picture of the Knoxville airport. You know,
like that's what's made him great. Is he has leaned into who he is, which he's a great coach. He's funny, but he's also very petty, yeah. And it's my brand of human.
Yeah, he's very, very petty.
So, you know.
Well, yeah. Do we have the University of Florida rant too?
Give me 2 seconds.
There's the University of the state of Florida.
It's in a complete meltdown, unless you're a Miami
it's
fan.
There.
I mean, global warming isn't the only thing taking out Florida. It's their football teams.
My name is Josh Brand. I come to y'all humble as I can. It's game one. I love the Florida Gators. I die for the Florida Gators. The University of Florida football team has me sitting in front of a Denny's, damn it. When the last time you on purpose went and sat in front of a damn Denny's, damn it. I'm not saying nothing disrespectful to Denny's, but there's a lot of other options in that Gator team after watching. Miami fans came in there. I've never seen nothing like this. It looked like it was about 12 of them at the start of the game. And then it multiplied. I went from 12 to 20,000 to 40,000. They had a little corner in the left side of the stadium over there, and they were saying things I wanted to know so bad what they were chanting at us. And then the damn quarterback, he was moving in fast, slow motion. He was looking like Neo in the Matrix. He ain't look that great, but damn it, he was great.
Yeah, that's Cam Ward for you in a nutshell. Last time I went to Denny's 18 years ago in Roseburg, Oregon.
Oof.
I do remember my last Denny's. Oh, no, wait, scratch that. It was 16 years ago in Salem.
Mm.
Yep, 16 years ago in Salem.
Alcohol involved?
Yeah, well, that's why I thought it was 18 years ago. It was actually 16 years ago because I remember having the conversation of, I can't believe I'm here.
Mm.
I said I would never go to a Denny's again.
It happens.
Well, here I am.
Cam Ward will make you do some things.
3 o'clock in the morning getting the Grand Slam breakfast.
A lot of grease. A lot of grease to soak things up. Coming up next, some big-time basketball news here for the city of Portland. Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
the sunlight hurts my eyes. Something with
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
On my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
Got some big news here for the Portland basketball world.
Woo! This is actually big news.
It's been percolating for a little while now. Sean Hyken of the Rose Garden Report has reported that the city of Portland is indeed getting a WNBA franchise.
Hey!
Independent of Sean, I can confirm that that is true, and there will be details on that very soon. It is the same ownership group that is the currently owns the Thorns and has a partial share in the Sacramento Kings is the Bethal family.
I thought it was Joey Harrington, Marcus Mariota. Didn't they just buy?
They bought into
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, they bought into the Thorns, right?
Yeah.
So, which again, it's more equity or more money in the pot. I've heard rumors of them actually building a training facility that would be a joint training facility between a WNBA and
and the soccer team, huh?
Which would make a ton of sense to have a training facility designed for women.
Right. Yeah.
To be more accommodating for their particular athletic needs. So
that's interesting. Look, this is good, and it's something that we came close to last summer, and then rug got pulled out, funding, and
he just didn't have the money. When the owner, Kurt Brown, of the owner of Zoom Care, during COVID, their stock went through the roof to literal billions, and they lost, I want to say, 58% market share as things came back to reality.
Do we at any point revisit, didn't they want to name it something ridiculous, the royalty
To name it something along those lines. I've heard some people say that that was the reason they lost the team. No, the reason they lost the team is because of money. The reason they lost the team was
Because they came up with a silly name. No. I don't know. A league that has the Indiana Fever,
a disease,
is not going to be sitting there going, no, because you named your team something ridiculous, we're not going to give you
the
team. Bring back the Fire.
Isn't there already a team named the Fire?
No, you got the Sun, Connecticut.
Oh, that's
Sun.
The Sun, and then the
Mercury.
Yeah, a lot of other Fire.
Fever. There's a lot of heat related teams in the WNBA.
Got to bring the heat. But yeah, I don't know what year they're going to start play. I would imagine 27 is the goal. The other part, the Blazers don't have anything to do with the ownership group. It's not Jody Allen or any of the other, you know, the Allen Trust or anything along those lines. But the Blazers, like they were previously with the last ownership group that was trying to make this, have worked in concert with them. So they have been amenable because there's going to be some renovations to Moda over the next couple of years, which would typically be done in the summer. So they're going to have to move some things around, and perhaps the WNBA team would have to play in Memorial for a season.
But that's not, I mean, even if they had to go to, I don't know, Viking Pavilion over at Portland State
or
Child Center where the Remix already play right now, that's not uncommon in the WNBA right now. You see that teams will bounce back and forth. The Chicago Sky play in a small arena, and then when Caitlin Clark comes to town, they'll play in the United Center. Yeah. You know, we saw the first game for the Connecticut Sun was in TD Garden just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and they packed it out. It was like 19,000.
Yeah, but this is a perfect time for Portland to get into that mix. So
yeah, I mean, they were going to have this team last year. That was kind of where it was at. The interesting thing is, if they do line up for 27, guess who's eligible to come out then?
Me.
Juju. The next superstar in women's basketball out of USC.
Really? She has to wait?
3 years.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
So 25... 26? Wouldn't she be in 26 then?
Well, it'll be 26, 27, I should say.
Okay.
All right.
I was like...
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, hey, Juju Watkins would be a nice addition.
I mean, the other interesting thing here is, what if Cam break?
Come home. Yeah.
Because Cam has been incredibly vocal.
I don't know. I think L.A. seems like a pretty good spot for her to be.
It's pretty good for her, especially when you look like her.
I think it's a pretty good spot when you're the face of women's basketball for New Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a decent...
It's not a bad living.
Being in L.A. is probably a pretty good spot.
Yeah. This is all good news for Portland. This has been something that's been brewing for a while. Portland is the biggest supporter of women's sports in the world.
It truly is.
It genuinely is. The Thorns are the most attended women's sporting event in the world.
And look, I remember at the time, it wasn't packed to the brim of Moda Center, but even the Portland Fire, they actually had, I think, some of, if not the best attendance in the WNBA.
In those early days, they were just taking it on the chin.
Yeah. It was a subsidized league.
Yeah, and it wasn't ready yet, and they had too many teams early on.
Yep.
But the WNBA botched this whole process last time, throwing the Blazers under the bus when the Blazers didn't have anything to do with it. It falling through it. Everything had to do with ownership not having money.
Yeah.
The Bethal family is worth billions, and they are very diversified. So they are not open to the, the stock market took a giant hit one day. All our money's gone.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Good for Portland.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, golf clap. Golf clap Portland. WNBA con.
That's the only basketball news I'm allowed to have today.
I mean, if there is actual basketball news.
Wow.
It's after week one of college football, and we're entering week one of the NFL. Come on, son. There's no basketball. What basketball?
I can find something.
No.
Mm-mm. Don't dare me.
That's wrong.
Don't dare me.
There'd be nothing of note. I'm looking at the front page. We got nothing on ESPN.
Not a thing?
Not a thing. Not a single story. I'm just going to keep on scrolling.
Ivica Zubac signed a new contract.
You have ranking every NBA's team roster's continuity. Nope.
Big Baby Davis is being allowed to continue filming his documentary before going to jail.
He has a documentary about what?
I don't know how you go from an NBA star to getting popped with a bunch of weed on an airplane.
He wasn't a star. He was a Big well-known Baby was a, fat okay, guy.
Big going from a lovable character in the NBA to being accused. Was it distribution? Wasn't that what he got popped for?
Well, this is. He's not going to jail for that. He ended up just paying a fine on that. Going to jail for fraud.
He was the NBA like the wage. Yeah.
There was like 11 right. guys.
Nice.
Truly, just. Incredible stuff. Make millions in your career and you're defrauding for over a couple hundred thousand dollars.
He's a great big phony.
It's right up there with have you seen the Chase Bank scam?
Is that what those TikToks are about?
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen some of this.
It's like a Chase ATM thing where it's like, it's a scam that you can work off and like rip off Chase by like doing something with the ATM where you can withdraw funds.
Oh.
Well, eventually it comes back to it and you're negative. Like there's one guy that did it and he got away with it and he had a negative $40,000 balance the next time.
Yeah, it didn't feel bad.
Yeah, because they thought it was called overdrawing.
Yeah, and it's not overdrawing. It's called a crime. It's called grand theft.
Banks will always get their money.
People thought it was like, oh, it's a scam. It's like a glitch in a video game. Like, they thought they were taking advantage of a loophole. Like, I got this. It's like,
people
what did you think was going to...
so...
dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
So
very dumb.
I remember going to college, and we had guys thinking that student charging just meant that they gave it to you for free. I had a lot of buddies who got hurt when they found out the PS5, the Xbox, the brand new laptop, and all the clothes that they student charged when they got that bill in September, how rough it really was.
Don't give directional schools a bad name like that.
We're a teaching school. We had to teach in that.
Is it teaching them how to use the freaking checkbook?
Back in my day, I had teammates that just took their scholarship check to the casino to see if they could double it up.
Oh, God.
And did that with per diem once.
How'd that go?
It worked sometimes. Didn't go well one time. Didn't go well that one time it doesn't go well. Oh, buddy.
That one hurts.
Oh, buddy.
Start chasing real hard.
You go school for free to paying a loan real quickly.
It's tough. All right, you want to flip back to some college football?
Yes.
We got more college football coming up on the way here on Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.